beautiful. He is wonderful. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. You have your program. I'd like you to turn the very back of your program, and on that back page, you'll find the scripture we're going to follow this morning. It is from John chapter 8, verse 12. That one verse of scripture, John chapter 8, verse 12, reading it from the New King James Version. And it reads, "Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." So I want to speak to you this morning from this subject, Jesus, the light of the world. And as we look at this passage of scripture, I want you to hold in your hand, we have in the handouts, the announcements on one side, but on the other side, you'll see that song, Jesus, the Light of the World. And at the end, I want you to sing that with me. We gave you all the words so you have it. That's right. So I won't be singing it by myself. You're going to be with me singing Jesus, the Light of the World. But we want to talk about this passage of scripture today because it is an important part of the scriptures. And especially as we close out the year, we're not closing it out in darkness. We're closing it out with the light of the world. And when we have that light, my brothers and sisters, it requires some things of us. And I'm going to close the year out with this, Jesus, the light of the world. And then my hope is, if God gives me strength, I want to talk next week, the first Sunday of the new year, about this same subject, Jesus, the light of the world. He is the light in our past, he's the light in our present, and he's the light in our future. Jesus Christ is the light. And we're going to try to lift that up for us today, and then hopefully if God says the same, he'll allow me to do that next week as well as we look at some different aspects of what it means to be in the light of Jesus Christ. So I want to start with this first part of the outline. Jesus spoke to them saying, and I want you to just see these first two words that he says. He says, I am. I want you to note that because Jesus Christ is the great I am. And as you read the scriptures, you will find that Jesus says, I am the bread of life. You will see where he says, I am the door. You will see where he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You'll see where he says, I am the good shepherd. Jesus Christ is the great I am. And in this passage, he lifts up, I am the light of the world. And so as we come to this realization of who Jesus Christ is, remember when Moses asked God, well, what is your name? And God says to Moses, tell them, my name is I am. Not I was, not I will be, I am. And that's important for us because that means he is present right now. God is present even right now. He's a right now God. He is the God of I am. And because of that, when Jesus now is speaking, he says to his disciples, and to the Pharisees and Sadducees and everybody else that was listening, he says to them, I am the light of the world. Second part of your outline, the Lord says, as our Lord and Savior, Jesus is the light of the world. He gives this great I am statement. And then he says, the light of the world. This is important because the world without Christ is in darkness. The world, when we don't have Jesus Christ as Savior, we may have PhDs, we may have a lot of, might have a world full of money, you might have billions or trillions of dollars, but you're in darkness. And you cannot have eternal life without the light. And so it's important for us, even if you live to be the oldest person right now on the earth is 119 years. And even if they make another year and make 120, if you make 130, and nobody in modern times has made it past 120, I think the oldest on record is 121. If you break the records, maybe you make, in modern times, you make 130, 135 years, you still have to face eternity. And without Christ, eternity is a very gloomy place to live. We need to have this light that will spring eternal, this light that will never die. And the only light that springs eternal, the only light that will never die, is Jesus Christ. He is the light of the world. Now, please note, Jesus does not say, I'm the light of the church. He does not say, I'm the light of believers. He says he is the light of everybody. And so whether you are a believer or an unbeliever, Jesus Christ is still the light. And what he means by that, my brothers and sisters, whatever good that comes in your life, remember the book of James says all good and perfect gifts come from the Father of lights. So whatever you got from Christmas, whoever you give credit to, for it would be Santa Claus or anybody else, the good gifts always come from Jesus Christ. Your best gift, and the best gift you can have is the gift of love. That best gift always comes from Jesus Christ. And then Jesus says, and I like how James puts it, every good and perfect gift comes from the Father of lights. It channels its way through Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ is the only good. Remember, he said, why are you calling me good? There's none good but the Father. But then he said, but the Father and I are one. And so every good gift we ever get comes through God our Father. It comes through our Lord Jesus Christ. And so he is this good gift that God has given to us. Remember, the scripture tells us, John 3:16, the most famous verse in the New Testament, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And because God gives it to us, he didn't just give it to the church, he gave his Son to the whole world. Jesus Christ is for the whole world. He died for everybody in the world. He didn't die for angels. You can apologize to Lucifer for that. He didn't die for angels. Angels already saw the light, and then Lucifer and others like him, they rejected that light. They were in the light's presence, and they were able to have fellowship with the light, but they rejected that light. And my brothers and sisters, anybody and everybody that rejects the light, then God has a separate place for them, and you will be with the father of lies. His name is Lucifer. He's also called the devil. Because the reason he's in hell is because he rejected the light. And it's still true for everybody that rejects the light. Now, it's one thing to not see the light. You may not even recognize that it's the light. But it's a whole different thing when you make the decision that I'm going to reject this light. The rejection of the light means that you are making the choice to be in darkness. My prayer, my hope is that you will make the choice that I don't want to be in darkness. I want to choose the light. One of the things we try to do here at Trinity, we try to lift up the light. Everybody has some shortcomings. Everybody has some faults and flaws. But we don't try to focus on the faults and flaws. We try to say, but there's some good in this person. Believe it or not, there's some good in every person. There's some good in you. There's some good in me. And we want to try to pull out that good that we might walk in the light. That's why God calls the church together. That's why we fellowship together, because we want to try to pull out the light that's in us. Make that light brighter. Make that light more contagious. Make that light more of a blessing to everybody that it encounters. Everybody that encounters the light has a shine on them. The light of Christ will shine in our faces if we will embrace that light. So Jesus says it here, I am the light of the world. But the last thing he says, I'm not going to hold you long today. Maybe I'll hold you longer next week, but not today yet. But the last thing he says, and I think it's really important that we get this. Jesus says this. This is the second sentence of this verse. The first sentence is, then Jesus spoke and says to them, I am the light of the world. That's a period there. Then he says, and this is the second sentence, He or she who follows me, I underline that word follows in your program, he or she who follows me, Jesus says, must not, shall not walk in darkness. If we're going to follow Christ, then we have to make sure you and I are not behaving in darkness. We can't have malicious words, words that come out of our mouth. They can't be hurtful words. I'm guilty of that sin. I ask God to forgive me of that sin. I've said hurtful words. I'm guilty of having bad thoughts, mean thoughts, evil thoughts. And so I have to ask God, God, help me that I might walk in the light. Because the light always casts out darkness. The light, my brothers and sisters, I want you to say this with me. The light always casts out darkness. Every time we walk in the light, we are pushing the darkness away. And the darkness always is trying to follow us. My favorite cartoon character in Charlie Brown is that guy that has a cloud of rain always following him. Because every time I see him, I say, that's me. And I'm asking God, when it's raining, then you don't get the sunshine on your face. So I'm saying, God, I need you to get through that cloud and give me the sunshine. Let the Son of Jesus Christ shine on me. When you allow that Son of Christ to shine on you, it changes who you are. You cannot walk in darkness if you have the light of Christ shining on you. And so we need to ask God to help us to follow him, because Jesus says, the one who follows me will not, must not, cannot walk in darkness. If I'm following him, I'm not going to be in darkness. If you follow him, you will not be in darkness. And so we got to decide, you got to put in your effort and energy. Whatever your age is, you might be 5 or 6 years old, or you might be 50 or 60 or 70, 80, 90 years old. God said, if you follow me, you will not walk in darkness. Doesn't matter what your age is. The light of Christ will shine on you, and it will make your life bright. Every marriage needs this light of Christ. Every single person needs this light of Christ. Whatever you are, whatever your status is, you need the light of Christ. You might be heterosexual. You might be homosexual. You might be transsexual. Whatever you are, you need the light of Christ. When that light of Christ comes on you, it makes you a different person. It starts to reveal to you the very presence of who God is. You'll start to understand, Jesus Christ came for me. Whatever my situation is, this Christ came for you. This Christ loves you. This Christ is the one that has made you, and he knows everything about you. And in spite of knowing everything about each one of us, he loves each one of us. That's what I love about Jesus Christ. He loves me in spite of me. He loves me. He loves you. And that's why God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Jesus Christ says, now, I'm going to talk to you more about this next week, but I want you to get a glimpse of it. He says, now, if you're going to follow me, then you have to make the decision. It's your decision that you will not walk in darkness. Now, please note this. He didn't say you won't be in no darkness. He didn't say darkness won't come upon you. If you're living, you're going to have some dark days. You're going to have some days when you don't feel good. You're going to have some days when you don't feel the family cares, or you don't feel loved, you don't feel appreciated. That's going to happen in every life. A darkness will come. But notice what Jesus said, but you will not walk in darkness. He didn't say darkness wouldn't come. But he said you don't have to walk in it. You don't have to walk around depressed. You don't have to walk around mad. You don't have to walk around evil. You don't have to walk around disjointed from everybody else. You don't have to walk in there. It may come upon you, but you have the ability and the right to say, in Jesus' name, I cast out the darkness. In Jesus' name, I'm going to walk in the light. We got to lift up the name of Jesus Christ, even in the dark. You have a right to praise God, even in darkness. You have a right to praise God. If you're in the prison cell, you still have a right to praise God. If you're in the hospital, you got a right to praise God. If you're in a bad relationship, you still got the right to praise God. And God said, if you lift up my name, remember Jesus said, if I'm lifted up, I'll draw. I'll draw love. I'll draw peace. I'll draw happiness. I'll draw the joy of the world. I will draw. We got a Christ that will draw. It draws us all into Christ. We are better when we're in Christ. We're more loving. We're more peaceful. You know what? People even get along with you better when we're in Christ. We need this love of Jesus Christ. I'm going to close with this. And then Jesus says, you will not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. If you will reject the darkness, I'm going to talk to you more about that next week, but if you will reject the darkness, you will have the light of life. Your life will be lighter. Your life will have more joy in it. Your life will have more peace in it. Your life will have more contentment in it. You'll even look better if you have this light of life, because it makes us glow with the glow that comes only from God. We will walk in the light. We'll walk in that beautiful light, that light that comes from Jesus Christ. Walk in the light. I'm going to stop right there. Will you stand with me? We're going to sing together, Jesus, the Light of the World.